Two men are unloading dozens of carts from a 53-foot truck. These carts are filled with brightly colored, larger-than-life displays of bacteria and viruses. They're unpacking an exhibit at ScienceWorks Hands-On Museum in Ashland, Oregon. It's here to teach children about the many microorganisms that live in and on our bodies, and about the benefits of germs.
So we have Zoo & You that is exploring the human microbiome, so all of the things that are in you and on you that aren't you.
Summer Brandon is director of education at ScienceWorks. She says scientists now know that nearly all the cells in our bodies are bacterial.
For every cell that is you, there are something like 10 cells that aren't you.
Chip Lindsay is the executive director of ScienceWorks. He says our gut, the large and small intestine, is teeming with bacteria.
In a pinch of poop, you have more bacterial cells than there are people on the planet. Wow. Okay, so that's just a pinch. So inside your whole gut, there's trillions of bacteria.
Lindsay explains that these trillions of bacteria play a crucial role in human health. Beneficial bacteria help us digest our food and aid in fighting off infectious diseases. New evidence suggests bacteria are also important in regulating the metabolism. Andy Kuzmitz is a doctor in private practice in Ashland and an expert on the human microbiome.
Because the metabolism is actually controlled primarily by the bacteria in our gut, it's critical that we have the right set of bacteria down there.
Every human has different bacteria. While we don't yet know exactly which microbes we need to have a healthy microbiome, we do know that the overuse of antibiotics is contributing to the rise in immune disorders like allergies and asthma. Antibiotics kill bad bacteria, sure, but they're also harmful to our good bacteria. Dr. Kuzmitz explains that wiping out this good bacteria with antibiotics may even be making us fat.
With the use of antibiotics over the generations, this has altered our metabolism. We now know that every time you take an antibiotic, you gain a little bit of weight.
Laboratory experiments have further found that you can make mice slender or make them fat by changing the bacteria in their guts without changing their diet. Dr. Kuzmitz believes that someday pills containing healthy bacteria may actually replace pharmaceutical medicines.
After you see the long list of diseases, from cancer to diabetes to immune problems, we're going to say, of course we want to fix these diseases, and we can do it without medicines. We can do it the way Mother Nature is meant to do it.
In the meantime, food producers around the country have found a market among people who want to eat healthy bacteria. Foods like lacto-fermented sauerkraut that are bubbling with beneficial microbes. Lacto-fermentation is a process that introduces healthy strains of bacteria, including lactobacillus, into food. These bacteria are believed to be a key component of a healthy microbiome. In his commercial kitchen, Jacksonville entrepreneur Jeffrey Levin explains how he shreds 45 pounds of organic cabbage and mixes it with a pound of salt.
Put the cabbage in the hopper. This goes around, and it shreds the cabbage into a bin.
Then he leaves it in a curing room to ferment for 3 weeks. Levin claims eating his kraut will give you a new lease on life.
After that fermented fluid passes through your system, you will begin to feel better. You will have more energy and be able to get more done in your brain.
He argues we should be eating live, bacteria-rich foods at every meal.
So if you really want to energize your engine, have sauerkraut and have it once a day.
Back at ScienceWorks, Summer Brandon describes how one exhibit lets children play pinball to learn about how getting dirty can be good for your health. Teams of four work together to tip a ball over sensors that represent ways babies develop a healthy microbiome.
And these are actually things that we've a lot of times thought about as not necessarily positive, like putting that pacifier back in your mouth that's been on the ground. In this game, it's actually a goal to do that because it helps develop some of that gut bacteria, right?
But this exhibit doesn't have the kind of appeal that usually draws crowds to science museums, like nanotechnology or large land mammals. So come on, can we really get the public interested in microbes? ScienceWorks director Chip Lindsay says we can.
You are not going to see big rubber dinosaurs in here, but you will find out something about yourself. You'll find yourself in this exhibit.
The Zoo & You recently opened at ScienceWorks Hands-On Museum in Ashland, Oregon. It runs through January. Jennifer Margulis, JPR News.